Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Toyota's legacy has been standing tall for generations. From pioneering hybrid technology to redefining the standards of safety and efficiency. Each innovation, a renewed commitment to progress. And with Toyota's legendary lineup of trucks in stock at your local Toyota dealer, you can experience the legacy for yourself. So check out the ultra-rugged new 2024 Tacoma. Built for off-road adventure or everyday practicality. Or test drive a heavy-duty half-ton 2024 Tundra, decked out with modern tech and comfort, with a haul anything attitude. And both Tacoma and Tundra are available with the iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, giving your truck more power than ever before. Quality, reliability, efficiency. That's the legacy of Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, to find out more. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota. Let's go places.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce said he will take some time to decide on his future. I thought this was decided. Remember at the media
He said sessions, he wanted to play more years.
Yeah, and I guess...
several more years.
I guess this loss really bothered him. Here was Saquon Barkley. He was a guest with Howard Stern. He was...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
On the phone, but he was a guest of Stern. He was asked about the Taylor Swift effect, the way she was booed at the Super Bowl. Doesn't quite get it.
They showed her on the Jumbotron and she got booed. I don't get it. I don't get why she was getting hate there.
I didn't like that
there.
Either.
Yeah, she was there supporting her significant other.
So Philadelphia fans booed her.
The game bigger.
Well, yes, I know. But he goes on to talk about
how... Philadelphia fans, like, they boo everybody.
They booed Santa Claus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Jeremy Shepp the other day. He actually did a piece on them throwing snowballs and booing Santa Claus at the vet, the old vet. And he was saying that he still gets, you know, hate mail from Philadelphia fans because of that.
Still.
Yeah. I mean, it was a funny piece that he did. It wasn't even that serious. So they booed Taylor Swift. What do you expect?
Yeah, Saquon's taking the high road there. He understands what happens when the Swifties turn on you. Like C.J. Gardner-Johnson's mom, they hit her. All the Swifties got mad after he said something about Taylor Swift, started giving bad reviews to her, the restaurant that doesn't exist anymore. Thank God it didn't exist because they were trashing it and it would have hurt a small business. But yeah,
there would have been an opposite effect. People would have went to the restaurant and supported her. You know that. I know that.
I don't know if I know that.
Everything's tit for tat.
I don't know if I know
that. Come on.
Yeah. Tit for tat.
They could have sent her FEMA money.
Here's more Saquon Barkley. This is right up Al's alley. Stern was asking Barkley about the showering process from stadium to stadium. Like, is it a real thing? Do you just go in there all nude and, you know, looking at one another? Here was Saquon.
Everybody got to get over that at some point. You know, when you're a high schooler and, you know, your first time, you hop in the shower, you go in there with, you know, your underwear on. Now you're the weird guy. Everyone's looking at you like, what are you doing? Like, this is,
right.
Now everyone got their eyes on you like, hey, are you all right? Like, is there something going wrong?
So, I thought this was funny, and then one more
problem that we had here at Yankee Stadium.
Well, we didn't have a problem.
Well, yeah, Al wouldn't take his clothes off.
Would you want him to take his clothes off?
Well, if he did take his clothes off, nobody would have judged. Nobody would have even seen
every
nice. Like invisible walk right past us.
No one would have judged.
I don't believe that.
You guys have this whole thing in your brain, like, yeah, guys are judging and all that other crap.
Yes, they do.
I mean, maybe because you guys do.
Well, this is coming from a man with a large penis. Walk a mile in our shoes and see how you feel.
Right. You got guys here that are worried about being called Niblet Boy.
Yeah, right. Little Niblet.
Penis shrinking.
Yep.
So then here's one more from Saquon. I like the end with Robin. It is so not a big deal is what he continues to talk about.
No one cares. No one even looks or think of anything.
Really?
Like that. You know, you have full on conversation with guys.
If I had been bigger, it wouldn't have been a big deal, but I was really ashamed of what I had. I'll be honest with you, Saquon. It ruined my sporting experience.
He never got to think about his abilities. He was so busy worried about the size of his penis.
See, you guys are right there with Howard.
It's true, though.
I mean, you guys are right there with Howard. God almighty.
That's pretty funny. Not funny. Former Giant Kadarius Toney arrested and booked on counts of aggravated assault for strangulation and obstructing, harassing 911 calls. So that's not a good story.
He was putting out some Instagram stories after this yesterday.
He wasn't.
I swear to God, he was. He was implying that, you know, this was somebody coming after him. Let's see, what was it? KT, sort of like, you know, my biggest flaw is that I surrounded myself with the wrong people and stuff like that.
He's figuring that out now?
Yeah. Here it is. You can be lied on, talked about, plotted against, and still win. Put that out there. My biggest regret was going hard for the wrong people. Said that. So.
All right, so maybe he's innocent. We will find out.
Yeah, if I got one young choker, I got a million yesterday.
Yeah.
People on X.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Al, do you have the Anthony Edwards quote? I'm going to do the bad. Can you get that ready? Because this is terrible. The Knicks did beat the Hawks in overtime, 149-148. It was dramatic.
Hawks lead by one. 20 seconds remaining. The shot clock is off. Brunson defended by Daniels. Brunson puts it up. And gives the Knicks the lead. 149-148 with 11 seconds.
The last 9 seconds of
regulation
was insane. And even Clyde said, well, you know, the Hawks played tough tonight. And next thing you know, the score was tied.
Yep. And they went to overtime. Now, Brunson finished with 36, had that huge go-ahead hoop. Karl Anthony Towns, 44 points, 10 rebounds.
Just don't let him take the ball out of bounds.
Fair enough. Here was Brunson. We got the dub.
Find a way to win. I mean, create space. I know I can make the basket, and it's just it's simple as that. Simple as that.
And so the Knicks go into the All-Star break, 36-18 on the season. Also of note, your guy Precious Achiuwa, 26 points, 12 of 16 shooting.
Yep, he had himself a night.
New York will play Chicago next Thursday. The Nets beat the 76ers 196. D'Angelo Russell had 22. Brooklyn has played well of late. St. John's, before I do that, so the NBA story. Now, this is not Anthony Edwards, the 35-year-old Anthony Edwards who plays on the Grizzlies, as Al pointed out to me this morning, but instead the 23-year-old Anthony Edwards.
Ant-Man.
Yes, who plays on the T-Wolves. Can you please read this quote in a story from a woman he was with, apparently?
Oh, yeah. Well, she is suing him for something, I think. But she allegedly had become pregnant by him. And then she was showing the text messages he'd sent, which included when she told him she was pregnant. He texted back, okay, LOL, get the abortion, LOL. LOL, everybody.
That's a rough reply.
Yeah, that's a weird... Yeah.
Well, it's 23 years old. He's an NBA basketball player, and this is the world that they play in. You know, this is the thing that you don't see, that you don't hear about, but a lot of these players are being told that this is what happens, and you got to be careful about it. And unfortunately, you make a mistake and you send a text like that, it just looks horrendous. LOL, everybody.
Yeah, LOL is right.
And it was duh abortion.
DA, yeah. Duh abortion.
Yeah, duh abortion.
Yeah.
Number 9, St. John's lost at Villanova, 73-71, as we hear from the Mink Man.
St. John's up by 171-70. Here's Poplar down the middle. Goes baseline. Perkins for three on the right. Good. Tyler Perkins hits the big-time shot. And Villanova takes the lead, 73-71.
And that would be the final score.
Hockey Hall and yeah. Yeah. LOL, get the abortion.
Oh, boy. Nova snapping St. John's 10-game winning streak. St. John's will play Creighton now Sunday. Creighton's a game behind them now in the Big East, so a huge game on Sunday.
How was Wuga Popola last night?
He scored 22. Why? What's the matter?
I was just wondering, because he's one of their best players, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that till this morning, but yes.
Okay.
Wuga Poplar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wuga!
Iowa beat Rutgers 84-73, and you had the Four Nations began last night.
That was awesome last
night. Canada beating
Sweden
in overtime 4-3. Mitch Marner with the game-winning goal. The U.S. plays Finland tonight.
And by the way, this game last night was incredible.
I'm sure it was.
It was fast. It was incredible. It was intense. There was hitting. This was not a all-star-like atmosphere. This was like an Olympic atmosphere. That's what it felt like.